A reading from the Gospel of John. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. This is something I became aware of as I listened to this passage, really listened, the kind of listening where you're not thinking of how to respond and what to say next. We really are physically preoccupied. The entire Easter season, the intrigue of the gospel stories is in the, there he is. No, there he is. Is it a ghost? I'll believe when I can put my fingers in his hands and side. We see a charcoal fire on the beach, some grilled fish, what looks like a gardener, physically preoccupied. With Jesus, there seems to be something that is always bigger, a bigger picture than just what is right in front of our eyes and what's physical. Always. Might we take a cue from him today and follow his companioning presence in these gospel words? I am the bread of life. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Might we choose to loosen this insistent notion of physicality that's in our consciousness and allow an other awareness, an equally present reality, the reality of the spiritual? Might we focus instead on the reality, the spiritual reality that embraces us? Whoever believes has eternal life. How did this spiritual reality seep so deeply into our Jesus' mind and heart? At some point in his life, Jesus realized leaven is both a noun and a verb in himself. Perhaps it was as he stood at his mother's side while she ground the wheat berries, or perhaps as he took his turn monitoring the rising dough, trusting that it would stay warm enough to rise some more. Maybe it was as he anticipated tearing off a first piece from the loaf as it emerged golden brown from the stone oven. However it was, somehow the wheat, the yeast, the bread, all took him into a deeper truth about being bread for the world. And he got it. He caught on to the truth that his flesh was life for the world. There was a moment of grace and presence when he accepted, when he knew what Genesis declared is truth. We are the image and likeness of God here and now, bread for each other, bread of life. There is a scene in an episode of MASH where one of the surgeons is having a terrible crisis of faith, the killing during the Korean War, that's where it's set, the killing, the injustices, the unfairness, the inhumanity, it's all too much for him. He can hardly hold on to anything spiritual in the midst of this. And yet he is desperate to touch something other than the blood and the flesh and the death. Just then, a new phase of wounded arrive. They are triaged. A young man is tagged as dying and moved aside. The man asks, "Am I dying?" The surgeon responds, "Yes, and I will stay with you." Though he is mired in his own self-centeredness, he is desperate for something. And he notices the young man shifts, something changes. And he runs to him and he says, "What is it? What do you see? Tell me, please." The young man is relaxed, calm, and with his last breath, he says, "I smell bread baking." Whoever believes has eternal life. Believes what, we might ask? Believes that at the core of each person is the image and likeness of God. Believes that what we do to make the world a better place for others is leaven, the leaven of the bread of life. There is a moment of grace and presence open to us as well today, when we accept and know that indeed we are the image and likeness of God, we can choose to let our consciousness be not physically preoccupied. Today we can choose to smell the bread baking and tear off a piece of our own lives to share with others.